You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Normal yet, so my doctors want me to continue to rest my voice. They have asked me to hold off on singing until next month. I'm really sorry. I want to be back on stage. I'm doing all I can to get there quickly. Thank you for your understanding. So if you had tickets for the Monday night show at Sprint Center, December 10th, I did. Kelly did. She bought them. For Justin Timberlake, it is now going to be on March 21st. And I just realized something as I looked at the date on our computers.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be a lot of people out of town for spring break March 21st, but go ahead.
That is true. I just looked at the date. Hang on, Will, because you get to celebrate with us. I had no idea until I looked at the date. This is the 12th anniversary of this show.
Today?
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Aww.
I'm not asking for a happy anniversary. I just looked down on the date, and I'm like, man, that's the day the show started.
Are you sure?
It was on December 6th, 2006 that this show started. Yes, it was 12 years ago today that this stupid, ignorant, moronic, fart-telling, stupid joke-singing, dumb music-playing show started.
Huh.
Wow. It started at a Coats for Kids remote at Gail's Harley-Davidson.
I was just thinking that, and I remember we were at a Gail's for like the second anniversary or something. I was there for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a Friday afternoon. Jerry Agar, who had the show before we started it, had just gotten a gig in New York or Chicago. I can't remember which one he went to first.
They're like, we're going to need someone to sit in that
chair. He basically quit, and they said, well, we're going to need somebody there. I'm like, okay, well, who's going to do it? You're going to do it. And so I did the first show we ever did was on December 6th, 2006, at Gail's Harley-Davidson down in Grandview.
But let's be honest, your life really didn't begin.
Oh, till January 31st, 2012.
Please.
Okay, here's the gist of all this. Scott's the fill-in who they still can't find somebody to take this god-awful afternoon shift. And they just
What was the joke on that?
The longest fill-in or longest temporary, something like that. Yeah.
Somebody called me that on the internet.
They're temporary fill-in.
Longest temporary fill-in talk show host in the history of talk radio.
That's what it was.
Yes. It was just by an accident.
Well, happy
anniversary. Well, happy anniversary to you. You're on the show.
I'm glad you are still here.
I'm glad you're with me.
I am here.
12 years ago today.
That's a long time.
Do you have any clips of the first show?
Not of the first show, no.
I would not want to listen to the first year.
Wouldn't it be cool
the first show was awful.
Scott left and it was you and Mike Shannon and me?
Yeah, just bring him back.
Yeah, that'd be
fun. We'll go full circle.
I loved Mike. He was great.
Mike was fantastic.
He was a very funny guy.
We did stupid stuff back then, too.
Oh, God. Remember the theater from next door?
Oh, Shannon and Parks Theater? That was dumb.
Now that the party is jumping, with the bass kicked in and the Vegas are pumping. Quick to the point, no faking. I'm cooking MCs like a pound of bacon.
That is awesome.
Yeah, we did dumb stuff back then, too. Hang on. Here's one.
No more Yankee my wanky. The donger need food.
That was from Shannon Parks Theater, wasn't it?
Yes, that was from Shannon Parks Theater.
Wow.
It was dumb back then, too. And it's dumber today. You want to talk about something real quick?
I don't. We have so much stuff in our stack today, and one of them makes me actually feel sick. I actually have felt sick.
You're talking about the farewells last night on Fox 4.
I have felt sick since I heard, you know, this is a small town. It is a small business, speaking of broadcasting.
Yeah.
And we have three of our colleagues in this town who are getting the boot. And let's call it what it is. We're not going to sugarcoat what's happening here.
They're getting canned.
That's exactly what's happening. And you can try to put lipstick on that turd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying it. and I'm angry about the way this has been handled. And I know corporations do this all the time. Someday, Scott, this will happen to you.
It's going to happen to you.
Someday this will happen to me.
It'll probably happen to both of us at the same time.
But I really feel like there's some dishonesty going on about what's happening over at Channel 4. And so we're going to tell you what's happening because I don't like to see the public getting one story when I think we all know what's really happening over there. And I have a voice now that I didn't used to have when things like this happened in television. And we're going to talk about it because we can.
576-7798. That's what I do best. 576-7798. So this is Simply Red version or Daryl Hall and John Oates? I guess I'm about to find out right now. Hall and Oates. On this anniversary edition of the Dana and Parks program. 12 years these morons have kept us on the air. Idiots. Stupid jerks.
Hey, speak for yourself. I love them.
When are these morons going to wake up? There was an interesting... speaking of broadcasting, there was an interesting broadcast last night on Fox 4, of which I am a fan. Full disclosure, Mark Alford is a good friend of mine.
And we, full disclosure, I think, again, it's a small business. We all have a lot of friends in this business.
And we may be a little too close to the forest to see the trees. However, let me be clear. Fox 4 is getting rid of three people on their team. They just got bought out by this Nexstar company or whatever. I don't know. And Al Wallace, Mike Thompson, and a guy that you and I both went to college with, Jason Lamb, are all leaving. And they're not leaving because they want to. They're leaving because they're being told, take the buyout and get out.
That's usually not how it's presented, but it is. If your company comes to you and says, we have something for you.
We need you to take this buyout.
We need you to sign this piece of paper. Yeah. We need you to not say anything bad about the company. And we're going to give you some money to go away. And this happens in all kinds of businesses
all
the time.
It's not a dig on their performance. It's a money issue.
I don't know what the issue is.
I would bet it is. Mike Thompson is very good at what he does. Al Wallace is fantastic at what he does. He's been covering sports in this town since the 1980s.
So just to give you some perspective on the number of years they are going to lose over on Signal Hill over there, Al has been there 33 years in that building, not just in broadcasting. He has been at Channel 4 for 33 years.
Correct.
Mike has been there 26 years.
Right.
Lamb's been there 16. They are losing in one fell swoop a combined, I think, 76 years experience, something like that.
Okay.
And, you know, it happens. I am not a fan of trying to put lipstick on the pig that this is.
The awkward goodbye on the air.
I don't understand when companies make these decisions. Why not just come out and say what it is? Because people are going to notice when Al and Mike and Jason, starting in a couple of weeks, are just no longer there. Just come out and tell the people of Kansas City.
It's a cost-cutting maneuver.
This is a cost-cutting maneuver. It's painful. This is a crappy business sometimes. We are so sorry to have to make these difficult decisions. But these difficult decisions have to be made. That's not what they did.
That's not how it played last night.
History, how about that?
Yeah. Now,
1985, I started working at WDAF-TV here in Kansas City. That was 33 years ago. I've been in broadcasting now for 40 years. And after 33 years at this station, my last day to work at this station will be 2 weeks from tomorrow night. It's been a blast. It's also been a challenge. And that's what has brought me to the end of the road here at WDAF at the end of this month.
You've got a smile walking around. I think you're kind of looking forward to watching sports for fun.
Yes. No, he's not.
Yes, I am, and doing a lot of that for my man cave, because I'll be honest with you. I've seen enough games and practices and press conferences and everything else, and the evolution of what we call sports. And I've done most of it here on Signal Hill. 40 years is a long time.
Well,
and I got to tell you, I feel comfortable with the decision I made.
Well, you're a legend in the business.
Who are you?
He's been there longer than she's been alive.
Who's this chick?
You are incredibly talented. You are a light around our newsroom, and you will be greatly missed.
But a light that we're going to extinguish because you cost too much money and we'd be cheaper without you.
15 more days.
Yeah.
You got to put up with it.
Yeah, well, we don't mind adding. I've been along for some of that history with you. It's been a great ride.
Yes, and I plan on spending.
You know who I feel sorry for?
It puts John in
John
an
Holt.
Impossible position.
Because he was told,
sit
go
there
out there
and put a smile on your face.
And sell it
and
that Al Wallace is leaving.
Like this is not what it is.
Mike Thompson's goodbye last night was almost as bad. We'll get to that in just a moment. Ugh.
Why can't people just say,
just own it?
This is what's happening.
Let me give you a promise. Go ahead, Rod.
Oh, I was just going to say, and I'm, excuse me, not that I know a lot, but from what I know about TV and radio is that's how it's always been done.
Yeah.
And for those in charge, they don't understand that the times they are a-changing. And they would be better off and better served to do the way you say. But
the
problem is that's how it's always been done.
John Holt is a friend of all of ours.
Very, very good friend of ours.
Wonderful human being. One of the nicest guys in the business, okay? I feel bad for him because he had to go. He was told. I guarantee you he was told last night, go on there and you sell it that this is, you know, an amicable decision. He's leaving because he wants to. And so John's like, well, couldn't help but notice that you've been walking around with a little smile on your face lately. Al Wallace is not walking around with a smile on his face. He's being forced out the door. One of the most recognizable sportscasters in Kansas City's recent history. And he's being forced out the door. But John was told, I'm sure, and he has not told this to me, and he would never tell this to me. I guarantee, knowing this business like I do, was told by the news director, you get your ass out there and you sell this.
Well, Scott, I was sitting next to Chris Pisano
when
he was what we call non-renewed, and someone wrote
non-renewed
in the teleprompter, I'm leaving, I'm excited to spend more time with family. And Chris, to his credit, I will never forget it.
To hell with that!
Looked into that camera and said, oh, hell no, I'm not saying that. And you know what he said? You asked me to sit here every day and tell these people the truth, and I'll be damned on my last day if I'm going to lie to everybody. I'm not leaving here to go spend time with my family. I've been what we call non-renewed. And I'm sitting there going, oh my God, this is awesome.
For those of you who missed Chris Pisano's last broadcast on Channel 5's morning news
program, it was that moment.
It sounded like a recent episode of The View.
I want to talk about
but
the
we're honoring, but I'm not interested in your one issue.
I don't care what you're interested in. I'm talking.
Well, I don't care
you
what you're
what?
Interested
Damn
in
we'll
either.
Be right back. Boy.
We'll be right back, said Dana Wright.
The news director came down and said, why don't we make your last day right now?
We'll be right back.
Came back and did that show solo.
Newsroom, here's Will Starrett.
Even more charges against a former teacher. More next.
You know, one of the most important things we do for our health is something we do every morning, should do every night. Most of us do, I'm sure. Brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. Hey, it's Scott Parks to tell you about a revolutionary change in something you're all too familiar with. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. Quip was designed, in fact, to make brushing your teeth simpler, more affordable. Dare I say enjoyable. We've ordered Quip at our home. Maya loves hers. I just ordered one for me and for my oldest daughter before she heads off to college. Quip electric toothbrushes come with sensitive sonic vibrations, which are gentle enough on sensitive gums. But you know why they did that? Because most people brush too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. A built-in 2-minute timer with Quip pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides. We're a Quip family now. You should be too. Backed by more than 20,000 dental professionals, Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/parks, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/parks.
Just past 2:30 in Kansas City, more sex charges filed in Kansas against a former Missouri charter school teacher. Star reports 42-year-old Randall Carter II of Overland Park, free on bond when he was arrested again last week. He'd been teaching at Lee A. Tolbert Academy in Kansas City, Missouri, when he was charged back in May with multiple sex crimes involving two children. Charter officials said the children were not students at the school. The new counts of rape, aggravated indecent liberties, and sodomy involve a third child dating back to 2012. Bond for Carter set at $500,000. The University of Kansas plans to shed more than 150 positions in an effort to cut $20 million from the school's budget. The interim provost announced the university will be eliminating about 55 faculty positions and 100 staff positions over the next two school years. He says the faculty cuts will occur through normal attrition and a buyout program for older faculty. A special funeral train carrying the casket of President George H.W. Bush begins its journey to College Station, Texas. There he'll be buried during a private service in the family's plot on the grounds of his presidential library. The number 4141 train that left Spring, Texas this afternoon was painted to resemble Air Force One. It'll take his casket, family, and close friends through five small towns during a journey it takes about 2.5 hours. Traffic and weather together next. KMBZ News Time, 2:33.
Any precipitation from our front coming to an end here, folks, and skies turning partly cloudy as the afternoon goes on. Our high temperature right around 35. Touch of a north wind around 10 to 15 miles per hour. It's going to be a cold go of it for tonight. A few clouds around, a low upper teens. Scattered cloudiness for Friday and a high near 32. Looking ahead toward the weekend, pretty quiet around here with cloudy conditions Saturday, the high low 30s. Partly sunny and 35 Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
34 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
We're going to play it back to back. And listen, I know for a lot of you, this is like, you're like, guys, this is inside baseball. It isn't, though. These are people who've been a part of your life, my life, Dana's life, Rod's life for a long time. People you turn on the TV, and maybe the TV's losing a little bit of its luster. I don't know. But these were people you invited into your homes. You kind of felt connected to them, or maybe you didn't. All I'm saying is when the news media, of which, and I'm not trying to bash Fox 4 to pieces. I'm not. I just think the way that they have handled a public departure has been atrocious. A news organization that tells you, you better tell me the truth. We're going to put you on TV because you're lying. Can't just go on TV and say, hey, gang. Here's the situation. A guy that you've watched read you the sports for the last 33 years is leaving, and not because he wants to. But yet, on TV, they make it out like, well, Al Wallace is walking around with a big smile on his face. He can't wait to retire. And Mike Thompson can't wait to retire. He's going to spend time with the grandkids. Don't tell me that you demand the truth from everybody else and then don't give it to us when it involves yourself. I guarantee hot damn tea you, when this radio station wakes up and realizes that Dana and Parks suck, we're going to tell you the truth. Now, we're probably not going to be able to do it on this radio station. They'll probably kick us out the door before we have a chance.
Well, and when Chris tried to do that, my on-air partner years ago,
Chris Pisano,
he was removed from the desk about 30 seconds after he told the truth, which is the I don't know if that's irony. I don't know what it is, Scott. It's an enormous double standard that, you know, these guys have been in the market for 75 years, a combined 75 years. And then at the very end, we're dancing around what is going on.
Let's go to Al Wallace.
History. How about that?
Yeah.
1985.
I started working at WDAF-TV here in Kansas City. That was 33 years ago. I've been in broadcasting now for 40 years. And after 33 years at this station, my last day to work at this station will be 2 weeks from tomorrow night. It's been a blast. It's also been a challenge. And that's what has brought me to the end of the road here at WDAF at the end of this month.
Got a smile walking around. I think you're kind of looking forward to watching sports for fun.
Yes, I am. And doing a lot of that for my man cave. Because I'll be honest with you.
All right. There's Al Wallace. Apparently Mark Alford's calling in and he wants to jump in on this action. But let me play you Mike Thompson first.
Yeah. Not an easy one, really, for me, because, I mean, you hit a fork in the road. Everybody comes to this at point at some time, and you have to make a hard decision, and I've kind of hit that fork in the road, and I'm deciding to take another path. So this is the end of my television career coming up here over the next couple of weeks. I'll still be here for through December 21st, which is my last day on the air. It's not an end to my tenure in Kansas City. We're staying in Kansas City, but it's a change of pace. And, we're so blessed to have a business where we make so many friends here behind the scenes, not only on the air, but all the folks who work back here. Incredible people who work so hard. And I am so blessed to know you guys. And for all the folks we meet out there every day.
Okay. That's Mike Thompson. I'm hesitant to do this because I consider him a dear friend and I don't want him to get in trouble. I did not ask him to call into this radio program, and I have never used him as a source regarding anything that happens at Fox 4, full disclosure. Hello, Mark Alford.
Hello, Scott Parks. Hello, Dana Wright.
Hi,
honey. You know I love you. Let me just, as a friend and as a colleague, let me caution you about calling into this show on this topic.
Well, I have permission from my bosses to do so.
Okay.
I was not listening. I'm working on some real estate deals right now. But I've heard from other people about previous shows and here. And you know me. I'm not a company suck-up. Right?
No, you are
you
not.
You are not.
Which is why, which is why I'm petrified
They're
to
like,
put
we're
you
gonna
on.
We're going to tell him to call in.
In fact, full disclosure, Mark, I had Rod tell, when I found out that this was you on the hotline, I told Rod off the air, I said, you get back on the line with him and you tell him I do not think this is a good idea.
All right. Well, let's start from scratch. I don't know exactly what was said, but allow me just to say a few things, all
okay.
right?
All right.
And I'm not a company suck-up. However, I have worked there for I have worked at Fox 4 WDF for 20 years, all right? 20 and a half now. The best place I've ever worked, and right now we have the best general manager and the best news director I have ever worked for in my life. We are doing so much exciting things at our station, and I'm not blowing smoke up your skirt. We are on a trajectory to own this market in news, sports, and weather. And the buyout that Al and Mike and the others were offered and they accepted was fully on their acceptance and their consideration. I know that my time is going to be coming where I'm going to be hopefully offered something like that, but not anytime soon. I know some viewers wish I would get out now, but if you go on my Twitter page, you'll know what I'm talking about. This is how this business works. And people who are institutions and icons in a market, and we are family here in Kansas City. You know that. You go to other markets and people last one or two contracts, and you don't even remember their name.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree with you on that.
So special that you grow up with people, and people that I'm hearing now, they grow up saying, I watched you when I was in elementary school, and now they're working for Burns and McDonald or something. And so I know the shock that people are having. I know how difficult this is. It is difficult for these guys to pass into a new season of their life. But this is not the end of their career, and this is not the end of their life.
But it's just a different season. But Mark, and I know you don't speak for Fox 4. You're calling in on your own volition. You didn't even hear the segment. As you said, you're out doing real estate right now.
Right.
Why not just go, as a news organization that demands the truth from everybody else. Why not just go on the air last night or the night before, whenever, I think it was last night, and just say, if you say anything at all,
the station's that making some changes.
There are some changes coming, and Al Wallace has accepted a buyout. I love John Holt like the next guy. He's a friend, and I consider him a dear friend. But I feel bad for John because he had to say on air last night, you know, I've been noticing you've been walking around with a smile on your face. Well, Al Wallace is taking a buyout. He's not retiring. Why not just say he's taking a buyout and he's being forced out?
He's not being forced out.
Really quick, can I just – I want to split one hair.
No, not until I get a correction on that, because he is – no one is being forced out at our state.
Okay, but that's the hair I'm going to split, Mark. And this is me talking, not Mark talking, and I've been in this business a long time. When management comes to you and says, we'd like to offer you a buyout, and this happened at Channel 5 while I was there. We lost eight at the time, very seasoned, older.
Not the least of which was Reed Black.
Older employees. It was Reed Black. It was Jerry Gosa. It was all of those guys. Yeah. And so when the company says, and let's make this about five, we'll take the heat off four for a minute. When the company says to Ann Peterson, we're going to offer you a buyout, you know as well as I do, and everyone listening, let's just cut through the crap. You can either take it or leave it, but if you leave it, the axe is coming, and you know it. And this is why at Channel 5, Scott, when they said to all these old-timers, this is the best deal you are ever going to get. Here's some money. We are buying out everyone with any longevity here.
Stan Carmack.
And every single one of those employees took the buyout because they knew if they didn't, they would be fired when the next contract came around. That's just the way this business works.
Yeah, we live by 3-year contract.
Correct.
And the station, any station could have said, just waited till your contract came up and not talked to you and played, you know what, hole about it. And then you go home with 2 weeks' pay and have to have COBRA to get health care. That's not what our station's doing. Our station is offered and they accepted a parachute to gracefully transition that next season of their life. That doesn't mean their career is even over here in Kansas City. I don't know the details of this, but I'm sure there's a pretty good pay structure for the weeks that they've worked there to where they're going to get a pretty good salary. And then, you know, you probably have a blackout period where you couldn't work for another station. But that doesn't mean that your career is over in radio or TV.
Okay. Mark?
We love you. Yeah. You know we love you.
You know I love you.
I love you.
And any comment I say about this story has nothing to do with you. And full disclosure, I have not called you one time when these stories were coming out because I wanted you to have plausible deniability.
Right. And I appreciate that. And I value you guys as friends and semi-journalists. No.
former journalist. And while you're at it, why don't you wish us a happy anniversary? It's been 12 years.
Can I do this for you?
Yes.
Let me sing it to you.
Okay. Right.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
I love you, Mark Gulford.
Get out of here, you goofball.
Hey, nerd.
Hey, we're getting a new set that's going to be really cool, so tune in January.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awesome.
I bet you are.
Okay.
Nothing. It's a totally different budget than.
I was just going to say, you're opening a door and I'm about to kick a football through it. You better quit while you're ahead.
Is it the Al Wallace Mike Thompson set?
No. But I'm telling you, if you run a business, there's capital expenditures and then personnel expenditures.
I
totally
know.
Different budgets.
Okay.
And so we are looking forward to continuing to have the number one morning show in town.
Goodbye.
Boy, he's working for you, isn't he?
You know, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and that was a wreck in and of itself. But if you do find yourself in a real car accident, remember the name Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. It's serious business. You want your car fixed right the first time, and that's what they do at Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Their reputation is so good, they've had people drive in from Omaha, Columbia, you name it. That's how good they are, and their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's the number. It's 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dales and Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you.
I'm just another heart in need of rescue. Waiting on love, sweet charity. And I'm going to hold on for the rest of my day.
Let me do this just because, you know, I love this show. And I'll do this show as long as you good people let me. Mark is a multifaceted human being. Rod, you know that. Danny, you know that. He owns his own clothing store. He is a realtor. He is a morning news anchor. By the way, I think a very good one. But I truly believe him when he tells us when he called in that he was not listening. He was out selling homes. So that tells me that the management at Fox 4 is what we call in this business a P1. Which is to say that they listen all the time. Management at Fox 4, since you are listening, obviously, because you made Mark call in, or you encouraged him to call in, I use Mark often as a replacement when Dana is on vacation or not feeling well. Please do not let our criticism of your handling of this one decision keep Mark from coming on this show.
He's great on this show.
Mark is very good on the radio. He's very good on television. I know you're listening. I can see you. So in the future, when I call Mark on a last minute and I say I'd like Mark to come in and fill in for Dana, and he calls you and asks for permission, like I'm sure he does, do not hold what we said today against him. Let the man come on the air and do his thing, and I promise I'll say Fox 4 at least 20 times.
In fairness, there are a ton of people writing in on the text line saying this has happened to them. And yes, they took the deal. And of course, you take the deal,
you
Scott.
You have to take the deal.
Because if you don't, the end result is going to be the same. You are still going to wake up without a job.
Yes.
You just won't have the money that they're offering
yes.
you.
Yes.
And so you would be a fool not
take the
to
job.
Take the buyout.
Or the bio, yeah.
And it's funny, the people that are, not funny, but writing in that this happened, they're all writing in about this happening in corporate America.
Like
not
sprint,
that
like
news
sprint.
Isn't corporate, but, you know, like a Sprint or a Cerner or
sure.
an advertising agency. And I have not found one person who has said, they offered me a buyout, and I said, no, I'm going to just roll the dice and sit this out for
Dana,
a year and see what happens.
Dana.
Nobody's going to do that.
When this show reaches its end, whenever that is, I don't know if it's next week, next year, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, whenever they decide to pull the plug, they're going to come to us and say, guys.
Something Scott said.
Well, no, 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 no.
Let us.
Scott was talking about extracting the venom. And we took that as meaning, yeah, he did. We're going to go ahead and offer you guys a buyout.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the buyout. You know why? Because I still, like everybody else in this audience, I have to feed my family.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, we're going to encourage you not to say anything. Don't go onto social media, blah, blah, blah. By the way, you're never going on the air again on this radio station. This was your last show. Because the last thing in radio they want you to do is go on the air after you know you've been fired. So
I wish so badly I had Pisano's farewell. I would almost give anything
that's so great
to have a copy of that moment.
Oh, hell no.
You know, there was another, I'm just going to be honest, super awkward goodbye over there.
Who?
Great guy, had been there a long time.
Drop it. Who is it?
Russell.
Russell
yep,
Kinsall.
Left to go to St. Louis.
Oh, with the Jesus talk?
And started talking about Jesus during his farewell. And I will never forget it. Katie Horner was sitting on the left, and I was sitting on the right. And
out of nowhere, Russell Kinsall just looks into the camera.
To you about, that is what he said.
I want to talk to you about Jesus.
That's why I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
Russell?
he better not.
Let's get to,
it's all good.
We're going to do Is It Too Hard with Will Starrett at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock this afternoon. All you have to do, Mr. Starrett, is tell us when that song becomes too hard for you to handle.
Thank you for the heads up. I can go ahead and take my headache meds.
Okay. 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Kick in.
I'll play the song. You tell me when it becomes too hard for you to handle.
Very good. Thank you.
To the newsroom, here is Will Stern.
Happening now on KMBZ, Last Train Home. More next.
Hey, I'm telling you, I've been bragging about Rothy's for almost a year now on Dana and Parks. Rothy's.com. Trust me on that. I had a girlfriend meet me out for dinner the other night. She looked down at my feet. She saw my shoes, the Rothy's on my feet. She said, I know what those are. Those are Rothy's. I just bought my first pair, and I love them. She happens to be a real estate agent. These are stylish, gorgeous, comfortable shoes. They come in four different styles, the flat, the point, the loafer, now the sneaker. And girls, ooh, you will look good, but they are so comfortable. If you hate high heels like I do, you got to get yourself a pair of Rothy's.
Kelly just got her pair 2 days ago. She absolutely loves them. And right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for listeners of Dana and Parks. Just use the code word Dana to get free shipping with no minimum. Go to Rothy's.com, Rothys.com. Enter the code word Dana to get your amazing shoes and free shipping. It's a no-brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, sustainable, free shipping. Give the gift that she will thank you for one step at a time. Rothy's.com makes a great Christmas gift. Promo code Dana. Get this deal while it lasts.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.